Arizona would seem to have everything that's required for the success of the solar power industry. But according to some experts, our lack of rainfall may mean this isn't the ideal solar state after all. Here's Christopher Conover.
We certainly have the sun to produce solar energy.
That's a fact that no one will deny, but U.S. Senator John Kyle has a concern about solar, specifically how much water it uses. Senator Kyle has put forward a report questioning some of the plan for solar in Arizona, because when power is generated at the utility level, one of the processes used needs water to cool the system.
That's going to use way too much water. In fact, that process uses twice as much water as our coal-fired generation of electricity in Arizona does. So, and it uses more than nuclear. So what we need to do is find a solar technology that produces electricity efficiently and in large quantities that doesn't use water.
Senator Kyle says one project to look at is the solar system being developed at the University of Arizona for use in space. The senator does have strong feelings about solar and water, but he wants to be clear. He's not trying to overstep his bounds.
This is up to Arizona policymakers, but I have been involved in Arizona water law issues for 40 years, and I know that we don't have enough water. And we need to be very careful of manufacturing things in Arizona that use large quantities of water, especially if we're going to sell the product of the manufacturing to other states. And electricity is no different than, say, steel or anything else that requires large quantities of water to manufacture. That's just one thing that is not smart for Arizona, given the lack of water that we have.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is a big proponent of solar energy in Arizona, going so far as to often hold public workshops on the subject, which she calls Solar 101. And while she understands the concerns, she says water usage really isn't that big a problem.
In types of photovoltaic technology and also the power towers that are being built with mirrors, absolutely no water is being used. And you compare that, for example, to nuclear energy and even, you know, the coal burning technology that we have requires tremendous amounts of water, which is a problem for those of us that live in Arizona. Most of the new solar that you see deployed requires absolutely no water.
To be clear, the solar power Senator Kyle is speaking about is not generated by the cells on your roof. He's talking about much larger installations being operated by power companies. He also says he doesn't want to see solar production stopped in Arizona.
What I would hope is the policymakers in Arizona do slow down, because there are a couple of applications pending. Slow this down and make sure that either it's in an area that has plenty of water and that we don't mind using our water for that purpose, or to do it either with dry cooling, as you say, or a different technology.
The senator's concerns are not his alone. Other water experts, including Dr. Robert Glennon at the University of Arizona, have voiced concern about how much water could be used in the production of energy at utility-level solar plants if older technology is used. Solar energy production is not alone, however, in its usage of water. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, in 2005, 41% of freshwater withdrawals in the United States went to power generation in all forms. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.